Hello Mzanzi, welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and welcome to a very special series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, also known as SAWIP, a groundbreaking initiative spearheaded by South Africa Wine. Now, this is the first of its kind move for the wine industry, and if you're ready to take your wine industry career to the next level, you'll definitely want to listen closely. In a 16-episode series, we explore how this initiative will impact South Africa's wine industry, and more importantly, how you can get involved. And I'm thrilled to host Hanni Theron, a seasoned lecturer in the Department of Agriculture at the Wellington campus of the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. And with over 20 years of experience, Hanni is a senior lecturer specializing in viticulture, crop physiology, and ecophysiology. But beyond academia, she is the chair of the Primary Production Council of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, and a key player in the South African wine industry. Hanni, it is lovely chatting with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Duncan.
Now, the study and practice of cultivating grapes, it's quite interesting. What led you to this career?
Yeah, I don't know a simple answer for that one. I grew up in Paarl, so grape production and the vineyards were also always part of the scenery, you know, but I never envisioned that it will be a study career or field of my choice. I started studying in a general science at the Stellenbosch University in my first year. And I think it was more to my third year when I studied viticulture under Professors Archer and Gosart that the interest really caught, you know. And then after graduation, I continued my master's study. And towards the final year of my master's study, CPUT contacted me, the then Cape Technicon. And they asked whether I would be able and willing to develop the new courses in viticulture and oenology. And I've been there ever since.
It really sounds like an interesting journey, looking back at where it all started. Having lectured for the past 20 years on viticulture and crop physiology, you must have some memorable experiences and I suppose some challenges. Mm-hmm. Share with us a couple of those.
Yeah. I think when I started, we taught in Afrikaans, for example, and we turned towards blended Afrikaans-English 50-50, and now we are totally English. So that's one of the changes I had to make. I think more recently, one of the bigger challenges for me was to continue my PhD study and to finish it while full-time working. During that time, my children also started primary school, and it was during the famous Feast Must Fall student protest nationally. Budgets were cut and I didn't have teaching relief. So I think the challenge was to keep on a full teaching load in Wellington and maintaining my project in Stellenbosch and still being mummy and working in the house. So I think how I come that was my family helped me there. They sacrificed the most, I think, time-wise.
What keeps you going? Is it passion?
I think, yeah, it's a combination of a lot of things. I had to continue with my PhD study in order to stay in academia. And we have to do research and to publish as well. But also to increase my knowledge and understanding of the subject I'm teaching. You have to be able to know what you are teaching and to inspire the students if they want to go in industry. And therefore, it's also critical for me to be involved in industry, to know what's going out there. Because you can't prepare somebody separately from the industry that they're going to work in.
It's quite clear to me that it's quite important for you to be actively involved in the industry. Tell me more about your role within SAWIP and the structure there.
Well, I was a member of the SAWIP primary production for a couple of years, and then at the end of last year, I was elected chair. But basically for this year, we expanded on our membership. We wanted to increase our expertise and and experience in industry, especially on a managerial level. We recently finalized our designations that we want to look at, and then for the rest of the year we need to drill down to it and look at the competency framework, the revised one, and then align that with the criteria that we need in the designations. After designation, of course, we need to look at the continued professional development and how to identify opportunities to accrue CBD points of the people, but affiliated with a professional body.
Yeah. Hande, I have to ask, what makes a seasoned lecturer in the study of viticulture decide to join the South African wine industry professional body? What motivated you to volunteer and share your experience and time?
I think it's an optimal opportunity for me because I'm standing with one leg, you know, in industry and then in research and in teaching and learning. Like I said, I need to know where my students are going. I need to know where the opportunities are. And even though I'm teaching on higher education, the articulation routes and the possibilities available to people, if you look at RPL, recognition of prior learning, how to work your way from the lower levels up and to provide them with pathways and opportunities just to foster that, I think, internal motivation to stay in the industry and to progress.
Yeah. You come with decades of experience. How do you believe your contribution to skills transfer events impacts the sustainability and growth of the wine industry as a whole?
If you talk about the professional body part, skills transfer is critical. We can, with skill transfer opportunities, we can identify shortcomings and address that on short term, but also in combination with knowledge donation, we can improve the competency of the people in the industry and improve the employability. And I think that will impact a lot on productivity and eventual profitability.
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen a lot of shifts within the South African wine industry. In your opinion, what are some of the challenges currently facing the wine industry in terms of primary production? And how do you see that evolving in the future?
Well, I think that's a common answer. Climate change is the big one, but it's more the increase in variability of climate and the shifting in climatic patterns. The focus should be on the resilience of the vineyards to bounce back, to establish vineyards that are adaptable to the environment and what it faces. And of course, limited resources. If we talk about energy, we all know the energy limitations, and then water. So the whole idea, I think, is to focus on what we have and to improve the resilience of the industry and the vineyards.
Yeah. Someone's listening to this podcast or watching the video right now, and they might be interested in your career and how you've navigated the industry. What advice would you offer to individuals who are interested in pursuing a career in viticulture and plant physiology?
Wow. I think my first advice would be not to just fall into it like I did. I would have preferred to have a better planned. But things work out. It really does. But yeah, I would suggest that go and find experience. See what is out there. Work in your holiday time. See if it's really the thing that you want to do. The main thing about self-motivation is to be interested and to like what you're doing. Otherwise, you are losing momentum.
Yeah.
And then establish yourself. See where you want to go. Get your aim ready. And then look for opportunities. Where can you get experience? Where can you get training? And go for it. I think, and to keep the open attitude that you need to be adaptable, you need to be able to be willing to learn and to learn lifelong.
Yeah. Hande, looking ahead, what do you envision for the future of South Africa's wine grape production, and how do you see your role in that evolving landscape?
Well, Duncan, I think South Africa, the wine industry, has such a rich history, has such a unique story to tell. We've got the diverse climate, we've got the diverse environment, and of course the riches of the people, and that is our main asset, and that is part of the key foundation of the story that we have. Of course it will evolve in the future. Agriculture is moving, we're moving towards technology, AI, and we have to keep relevant, and we will be able to adjust. I'm confident that we have the knowledge, expertise, and the willingness to stay role players in the industry.
Are you excited and hopeful for the future of South Africa's wine industry?
Yes, I definitely am. I mean, if you look at the developments in the industry, South Africa wine that has been established, the reconstruction, the alignment of the industry, we are focused, we are there. Integrated production of wine, all these industry bodies all contribute to a, I think, a resilient wine industry. And if you look at the interests of the people and the youth coming through, I really think that it will evolve, but we will be able to meet the challenges.
Thank you so much, Hanlie, for joining us. That's, of course, Hanlie Theron, Senior Lecturer in the Department of Agriculture at the Wellington Campus of Cape Peninsula University of Technology. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment. It's also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, and ultimately ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Now, where there's wine, there seems to be an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.